We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are speaking, as the notification said, with Ed Hutton from Niagara University to talk about the markets today. Ed, good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe.
Ed, you know, this took me by surprise, and I think I'm someone who follows the news pretty closely. I did watch a little news before the Bills game yesterday, but when I walked in and saw the Dow futures down as much as they were, and right now the Dow down 905 points, it took me by surprise. How did we get here?
Well, what happened, I think, is that for the last couple of months, there's been really a lot of optimism about stocks. Stocks are up this year about 30%. And so what's happened in the last day, I think that people have been waiting for an opportunity to sell. There's been a lot of gains in portfolio. So a lot of people have made money by stocks going up, but you really don't get to spend any of that money until you sell some of the stocks. And so I think what we saw today was a sell-off that probably is to be expected. A couple of things about that. One is that the magnitude of it. So we talk about a 1,000-point drop in the Dow, and even a year or 2 years ago, that meant a lot more because the Dow was just at a much lower level. Now at 35,000, it's a significant drop, but it's not a disaster.
Not a disaster. And where do you think we go from here? The market's closed for the day. It was a half day today.
Yeah.
We go into Monday. What should we expect? Is this something that's going to last, or will we see a recovery sooner than later?
Well, you know, the day after a holiday like this is always a really tricky time to look at the markets. Sometimes, you know, and this happens. It happens around New Year's. It happens around Christmas. It happens around Thanksgiving, where we have these. You know, everybody's off on vacation, so all of the traders, all the analysts, everybody is. You know, thinking about other things. And when we get some news like this, it can really rile the markets up like it is today. There are not a lot of traders trading. And I think that what that's going to change on Monday. So I wouldn't put an awful lot into what's happening today just because it's such a thin trading day. Let's see what happens on Monday. So one of two things will happen, either that people will come and look at this variant that's happening in South Africa, and they'll say, wow, I really need to change the structure of my portfolio. Or else they'll look at this and they'll say, hey, you know, it isn't that big a deal. And so I think at this point, let's wait until what starts to happen next week.
Do you think that that new variant that everyone's talking about this morning, do you think that also played into the trading here on this half day?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of this all started last night when the markets for oil started trading. And so everybody knows that's filled up their car. Oil prices have just been rising so steadily. And so we've been looking at these huge price rises in oil. And what happened last night is when this news of this South African variant came out, you saw that oil sold off, and it sold off really fast, and it sold off really sharply, down almost 10, 11%. And I think that was the news that kind of went around the world in a flash. And a lot of people sort of instinctively said, I need to sell some of my riskier assets. And so what we saw a lot of people selling stocks in the airlines. So we saw a lot of cruise lines, the oil companies sold off, and the companies that we were sort of thinking about as a pandemic trade, like Zoom and Peloton, those companies have risen dramatically. So, yeah, last night when a lot of people were sleeping or cleaning up after Thanksgiving, a lot of news messed up the market.
So over the weekend, really keep your eye on what this variant, the news that breaks for this variant, and that could help predict what we see next week?
Yeah, I think that there's a meeting today right now that's being held with the World Health Organization to kind of look at this variant. And the idea is that with these viruses, they vary all the time. There's mutations that go around all the time. People don't really know if this one is much more dangerous than the last one. They don't know if it's vaccine resistant, and that's not something that we'll really know for a while. But I think the markets over the last 18 months have really been spooked by everything that's happened, and so they were kind of on edge. And I think also that a lot of people were looking for an opportunity. They were looking for a reason to take some of the profits they had, and I think that's what we're seeing today. Again, let's see what happens next week. We'll know a lot more next week about how dangerous this variant is, and I think the markets are going to take that into consideration.
Ed, I apologize if I'm asking this question by surprise, but how much did the markets fluctuate when the Delta variant was first announced? Did we see stuff like we are seeing today?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you could just see that when we get these variants, the idea is, and Delta is one variant, but we've had plenty of others. And the idea is, does this mean that we're going back to March of 2020? Does this mean that there are going to be shutdowns? Does it mean that there's going to be all of the restrictions that there were beginning in March of 2020? And I think what the markets have done is, at least through all of the variants we've had at this point, they said, okay, it's bad, but we can handle it. You know, they're able to take that in consideration and say that, there's plenty of stimulus there and that sort of thing. So this has been a pattern that we've seen, and it's probably a pattern to expect really until, all of this just becomes like an endemic virus, something that we react with like the flu. So I don't know when that's going to be. That might be next year. It might be the year after. But expect that there's going to be some really sharp market reaction when a different variant arises.
Now, how does that go? Because I also noticed that of all the down today, I noticed that Moderna and Pfizer were in the green. They were they were up today. If this new variant proves to not be, to be able to go through a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, will they also join this that we're seeing around the board on the market?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, Joe, some of the things I was just, you were talking about Moderna. I was just I trade in Moderna, and I'm looking at Moderna. It's up 23% today, and what that really is all about a couple of things. I think that, for people that are investing in Moderna, the reason it was up so much today, and Pfizer as well. Pfizer is up, it's a bigger company, so it was not as sharp a rise as with Moderna. But the idea is that the techniques that Moderna and Pfizer have developed, these what they call the mRNA technology, is that if there are variants, I think that what, at least for the investors that are buying those stocks today, is the idea that they'll be able to use the same technology to develop another vaccine, and oh boy, just what you want, right? You have to keep getting different vaccination shots. But that's what's driving the action in those stocks today, is that the technologies that they've developed to be able to handle the variants that we've had, if we have another variant, that the same technologies will be able to come up with a similar vaccine.
You mentioned oil earlier, and we did get the news that some of that oil reserve would be brought in to kind of alleviate the oil prices. When will we start to see that, Ed? Because I filled up my car yesterday, still quite expensive. When will we see that relief, and how much relief will we see at the gas pump?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that I think there was a 50 million gallon release from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Given, you know, that's not that much. And oil really trades on a worldwide market. I don't think that that's what's going to affect oil prices. It may have a very small effect. There may be some psychological effect to it, but it's just not that much of a release. As compared to, again, you know, today, with at least what we're seeing today is that the oil markets, the worldwide oil markets, are trading and they're down 10%. And that 10% drop, if that holds through next week, that could be a really significant decrease in oil prices. Just a couple of weeks ago, all of the news, and you and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about the effect of inflation and the worries about inflation. And so those, I think those are still on the table, but they don't seem to be driving the actions of the market right now.
And Ed, you know, today is Black Friday. Just this used to be the day where, you know, a lot of retailers would go from red to black. Do we see that much anymore? You know, there's a little bit of hype here and there, but does Black Friday still have the effect on retailers that it used to 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. Part of it is related to what's happened with COVID, in that, you know, there is some reluctance for people to go into stores and to go shopping. But Black Friday, remember that 20 years ago, Black Friday was primarily a retail event at stores. So people would line up in front of stores. Black Friday these days, so much of that takes place online. And so I think until we see the numbers, some preliminary numbers that I was looking at earlier today with Target and Walmart and some other things on some of their transaction volume, is that between their retail and their online sales, is that they're up pretty significantly. And it looks like somewhere up around 10% or so versus this time last year. So Black Friday, including online, I think we're actually going to have a pretty good holiday shopping season. I think that people have made a lot of money that were invested in stocks. There's been a lot of money that's flown into people's pockets through stimulus programs and other types of things. And we're starting to back out of some of that supply chain difficulty that we've had. And so I can just tell you that, you know, I went to, when I went shopping, I saw a lot more things on the shelf than I did a month or two ago. And I think the retailers, as long as they've got the stock, as long as they've got the workers, I think they can have a pretty good holiday shopping season.
Will you see a concern from these retail stores if, you know, next week this new variant, we learn more and it's not good news? Will they start to maybe see that? Or is this something, since it's the holiday season regardless, that they'll be just okay through the month of December?
You know, I'm feeling optimistic about this holiday shopping season. I think that, like I said, you know, the day after Thanksgiving is a tough day to be able to really process any news. I think that, yeah, sure, if, you know, we could certainly get to the point where things are not good. But if you look at, especially in the United States, if you look at the vaccination rates, if you look across a lot of places in Europe, the vaccination rates are higher. We're hoping that the vaccines will be effective against this new variant. As long as all those things happen, I think it will be a good season. But again, you know, certainly if some of that proves not to be true, it could be a big problem.
And I've got to ask you this, mostly out of curiosity, because I was surprised to see this, and maybe I'm thinking wrong, but, you know, as the markets are down today, the Dow closing at 905, I would think that's good news for cryptocurrency, but I see Bitcoin down over 8% today. Can you make sense of that?
You know, I was looking at the same thing, and it wasn't just Bitcoin, but it was a whole group of those assets, it was crypto assets, and I, you know, I don't know what's driving the prices of Bitcoin right now. I haven't understood what's driving the prices of Bitcoin in a long time. That it's down. I wouldn't be surprised that this is, again, as I said before, there's a lot of people who have made a lot of money in Bitcoin and some of those other assets. And you can make a lot of money in those, but with Bitcoin, it's almost like a stock. You really have so few places to spend Bitcoin. So you have to take your Bitcoin, you have to sell it in order to be able to get some dollars to be able to spend. And I think what we're seeing today in the action in some of those cryptocurrencies is that there are a lot of people who have made a lot of money in the rise of Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies. And they're like, I want to spend some of it now. So I need to sell off my Bitcoin. And so I think that's probably one of the things that was driving the prices of those cryptocurrencies today.
Ed Hutton, as always, I appreciate it, and especially on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thanks, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.